This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Do the big tech companies, including Facebook, Alphabet, Google, and Amazon, have too much power, and are they getting sufficient federal oversight? These were key questions before the Senate Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee when it met yesterday. Marketplace's Erica Barras has more.
The big tech companies operate in a world in which they've set many of the standards. But Columbia University antitrust law professor Tim Wu says they're still open to scrutiny.
They don't write the U.S. laws, and the U.S. laws have illegalized monopolization since 1890.
Wu says we can look back to the 1980s, when the Bell telephone monopoly was broken up into nine separate companies.
There's a lot of precedent, and it would look like that. These are remedies, not regulation.
But is there a case for antitrust with big tech? Karen North teaches digital social media at the University of Southern California. She says, sure, the companies are big. Doesn't mean they're distorting the market. There are competing social networks, search engines, and online shopping platforms.
It's going to be very hard to prove that these companies have created this kind of distortion and are exploiting that kind of power.
This hearing comes just a week after state attorneys general launched their own antitrust investigations. I'm Erica Barras for Marketplace.